Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, and I'll be back tomorrow.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing. I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, as I always ask you to. No, I really mean that sincerely. The only way you get involved, though, please get information. Don't just buy into, you know, I've been doing a little bit of studying on my own on our founding fathers being Masons, okay? And I just got to tell you, people, don't send me an email. Don't get mad at me. Well, you can get mad at me. I don't really care about that. But don't send me these emails that say, I don't know what I'm talking about. Do your own homework. Okay? Read some of the writings of our founding fathers. Some of you make blanket statements that all our founding fathers were Masons. They were part of the Masonic Temple. So how could they be Christians? How could they be this? How could they be that? Do some homework and look at how that thing started. Nine, not most, nine of our founding fathers were part of the Masonic Temple. And they slowly started to drop out when the temple, when the Masons were teaching pretty much against God's word. They went in a different direction. And there are letters to that where they outwardly denounce it. So instead of sending me emails or coming up to me in advance and saying, you don't understand. No, I'm going to say it back to you. I have no problem with this. You don't understand. You haven't done your homework. You haven't taken the time to find out truly what it is about our founding fathers. You know, and you can find this information at Wall Builders, Patriot Academy, and so many other sources out there on that vast interweb thing that you're perusing on most of the time anyhow. Tom Kirsten joins me, or will join me after the break. And look, at our kids are bombarded. They're fed. And I have watched some pseudo-adults around me. When I say pseudo, because they're like 28 to 35 are the ones that I see. And I see some of them, you know, that constantly get the phone in their hand. They're constantly behind a computer. Constantly being fed. Now, when my kids were younger, not that I was an expert, but I had already read about the bombardment of, you know, with the music and what have you. And they, you know, they had the Sony Walkman and all that. Okay, I get it. You're out there, you're jogging, you're doing your thing and what have you. But the 24/7 input from that hurts you. It doesn't help you. And those younger people are on there and they're getting fed through YouTube. They're watching commercials. They're watching, you know, these shows or what have you. All of this stuff that they see coming at them on that cell phone, see coming at them on that iPad or whatever it is, the Android pad, tablet, whatever. They're not. It's like watching somebody else work out and expecting to get muscles. Your brain is a muscle. You know, the best example I give at this, and I know it's old. You know, some of you know what a 10-key is, right? My dad used to take billing home on Fridays, right? He finished work, and he didn't want to hang out to the office. So he'd take all his billing home, and he would get it done over the weekend. But what he used to do is he used to do it in his head. I watched that guy run down the invoices, and he'd get to the bottom, and he'd write a total down. I remember even asking him a couple times, like, how do you know? How do you add that fast? He goes, I don't know. I've been doing it for so long, and never really wrong. And so he's got, you know, it was a muscle, right? He built the muscle. The muscle saw the numbers. The muscle put those numbers together for him. And then they made him, they told him, look, you've got to have support, right? You got to have a tape so that we know that you actually got all the numbers in there. You actually hit them all. So it's not that we don't trust you, but we need proof. So they gave a 10 key, and they gave him, I think, 100 rolls of paper, whatever it took. So he gets there, and he starts using the 10 key. And he'll tell the story within weeks, not months, not years, but truly within weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, he had lost the ability to, now, he could do it, it took him a lot longer, but he had lost the ability to run down that list and come up with a total. So don't tell me that these devices aren't hurting you. Don't tell me that they aren't slowing your kids down. Right? Don't tell me that your kids have got it covered. It's okay, we're good. No, we're not good. So look at those things. You know, it won't kill you to limit the time your children are on those. And I know that a lot of you, you know, I've had Carrie Quashett on here from Action Family Counseling, talked about the average time that a parent spends today with their kids is sick and saddening. It doesn't, in the majority of cases, it doesn't even reach 15 minutes a day. Now, I'm not talking about being in the house with your kid as he's running around doing things or whatever, or hiding in his room while you're doing your thing. That's all I'm talking about. I'm talking about sitting across the table from them, having discussions with them. I won't go to my personal life, but I'll tell you what. I don't know if it's because of the ethnicity, how I grew up. We spent time together. Yeah, the kids didn't like doing it all the time, but we spent time together. Whether it was dinner time, and Sunday was family day. God's family and your physical family. Some of you can't handle that. Some of you don't want to spend that time with your kids. Believe me, there were times when I don't want to spend that kind of time with my kids. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Because, you know, I got to tell you something. I feel alone sometimes. No, seriously, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot more coming up, people. A lot more we're going to be dealing with over the next few months, maybe even the next few years. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back tomorrow.
He slimed me.
That's great. Actual physical contact. Can you move?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-BRO-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do mean it. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You want to be part of the conversation, because the only way to become part of the solution is if you get involved and get engaged, if you get informed. Now, I would believe that you'll get informed in this show. All right, I just don't say stuff to say stuff. I got better stuff I want to do anyhow, instead of sitting here basically talking to myself. But you got to get informed in order to engage with these people. Otherwise, you're not doing anything. You're just playing the whole Twitter game. And hopefully, you've learned enough now to stop playing the Twitter game. Because these people are not only they're not on your side, they don't care about you. Period.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Okay, I haven't had this guy on for a while, and it's too bad. I mean, he was very busy. Thank God he was doing what he was doing, because he was going around the country, and he was teaching people, young people, teaching parents, young parents. Truly.
Guy Benson here, host of The Guy Benson Show, a Fox News contributor and author of End of Discussion.
What is that all about?
End of Discussion guy. I mean, there was no discussion.
All right, never mind. Anyway, Tom Kirstein joins me. He's the author of Disconnected. Tom, thanks so much for being with me. I am sorry. Everything on my machine just went all black, but we'll deal with it anyhow.
Okay.
Hey, listen, it's the NSA. They don't want your message to get out. I'm telling you. That's what it's all about right there. So, Tom, first of all, a lot of people who are new to this, they're just learning about you, what have you, and why don't you tell them how you stumbled on this? You know, you're an educator. You saw what was happening with these kids, but put it in your words.
Yeah, so I'm a former educator now. I retired after 25 years back at the end of January and licensed psychotherapist practice. So in my words, I've been dealing with teenagers and families for 25 years. And what I've seen over the last, I'm going to say 10 years, it's unprecedented. We have a different crop of adolescents, a different generation where our kids are kind of losing a sense, not even losing, not even developing a sense of who they are. Because, you know, the sense of self is now predicated on, you know, who likes them, how many friends they have on superficial social media, and everything else. So all things that kind of go against the definition of self-esteem.
Yeah, and my concern, the reason I reached out to you, was my concern is the kids are now home. We had a concern that they're in front of that machine, that device all the time, whatever the device is, and you know, we were asking parents, you know, not so much take it away from them, but my God, get them off it, get them engaged, get them, you know, involved with family and other things, and now they pretty much have no choice. Pretty much have no choice in the matter. They need it for school. Now to socialize, it's the only way they can socialize these days, or they think it is. This cannot be healthy for them, can it?
Not at all. I mean, I got into this topic back in 2009. The first lecture I did was in March of 2009. It's called Digitally Distracted, and it was basically informing parents about what's to come. This is like the kind of the early stages of screen time and so forth. And so that led me to write the book Disconnected, which came out in 2016, and, you know, became a real popular book. And now the second edition of it with a big publisher is coming out in a week from today, actually. It's called Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. And, you know, and I wrote that book, you know, really informing parents. I've been lecturing all over the country. Now COVID hits. My lectures in informing parents is now doing kind of Zooming it. So that's like the one positive attribute of technology. But what we have right now, Joe, is kids and adults alike that they don't really have any other choice. They do have a choice, but in today's day and age, they don't really know they have a choice. But, you know, we have kids cooped up in their bedrooms. They're spending more time than ever, and they were already spending too much time on screens. And now with homeschooling happening in the spring and likely returning in the fall, my concern is that these kids aren't going to know anything other than that. So the social, emotional, human component of human nature is now being further compromised. That's what my biggest concern is.
Yeah, and I can see it. I can see. Look at the one thing I did very much appreciate is over the beginning or the end of the quote unquote school year, I saw the kids out and about. I saw a lot of teens in the park or on bikes and they were together in smaller groups. Now, maybe they do that on campus, but when I saw them at the park, at least they were out there. They were talking with each other. There were different areas of the park, that kind of stuff, and they were talking. They weren't just holding their phones in their hands. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
well, yeah, I do. Cause,
go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
so
you go ahead.
That's an important component of everything I talk about is your social communication skills, because that's what we are as human beings. We are wired, and we are evolutionarily meant to be communicating at a face-to-face level. So up where I live in northern New Jersey, a lot of kids go off to summer camp every year, right? And over the years, you know, dealing with so many families, so many teenagers and stuff, when I've asked teenagers what was the best part about summer camp, people that are listening right now are going to be surprised what I'm about to tell you. And most of them would say, not having my phone, all right? So Oh, I swear to God. There's no camps going on this summer, really, but in the last five, six, 7 years, they would actually... So these are kids that are glued to their screens all day long, right? And now they go to sleepaway camp for 7 weeks, and they're not allowed to have their phones. So they're, you know, hemming and hawing about it. And after the seventh week, when you speak to them, they say the best part was not having my phone, because guess why? Because they discovered something that they craved that they didn't know they craved. And that's the connection, the human connection with peers, the deep discussions and conversations at an emotional level that they have with their peers and so forth, and just the rewards that came from that, something they didn't know they craved. And unfortunately, they come back from summer camp, and that's not happening this year, and kind of fall right back into the same pattern. And, you know, so that's kind of been one of my missions, Joe, is like to try to get, you know, into the heads of parents who ultimately decide what their kids are doing, to get these kids out and about, communicating, putting their phones down, throwing the Frisbee around, and just doing what they're supposed to do. It's critically important to their communication skills, to their social development, and their emotional development.
You want You want the kids to actually go outside in the fresh air and actually, you know, get involved differently than that little blue glow coming off their phone? But you're
100%. Like, I'm out on my deck right now. I'm like a half hour from New York City, so I'm up in like kind of the woods. People don't know what New Jersey is like, but I'm like, you know, it's surrounded by trees. There's deer all over the place. I'm hearing the crickets in the background. I've been standing out here for like 15 minutes, you know, getting ready to, you know, have this conversation with you, and it is just unbelievable. It's just marvelous. I'm out here by myself, you know, kind of like connecting with nature and so forth. And everybody knows this. It's no secret. Parents know this. But, you know, to get your kid off of that Blu-ray screen, that iPad or that phone or that video game system, and just be, is now a challenge, and that's inherent in what we are. And that's the real problem.
Well, I'm going to tell you from personal experience when we come back what happened at one of our schools. And then I want you to start, we need to start telling people how they can help their kids, even in this time, get away from those phones and get involved. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Tom Kersting is going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Interest rates are going up.
On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve said it's raising interest rates by a half percentage point. It's the first time in 22 years that the central bank has hiked rates this much. The U.S. is seeing the worst inflation in 40 years. Russian forces pounded targets across Ukraine. They took aim at supply lines for foreign weapons in the west and intensified an offensive in the east. Meanwhile, the European Union moved Wednesday to further punish Moscow with a proposed ban on oil imports. The Russian military said Wednesday it used missiles to destroy electric power facilities at 5 railway stations across Ukraine. Beijing has closed 60 subway stations to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Officials did not give a date for when those stations would be reopened. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back tomorrow.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 World Show. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation and part of the solution. Let me bring my guest back on. I so much enjoy the time that he spends with us. Tom Kersting is joining me. And I don't know, Tom. I guess I met you almost a year ago, and I've had you on the show a couple of times. And I got to tell you, I love the book. The book is called, Disconnected. And if you can't figure that, I'll give you the rest of it in a second, but if you can't figure out what that means, right, your kids are so connected to the devices in their hand, to what's online, to the social media networks, that they're not thinking for themselves anymore. They're not able to push through things because they can't Google it to get the answer. So, Tom is a... Go ahead. Well, you're a psychotherapist, retired school counselor, and you see him on Fox and Friends and other talk shows. And, again, let's just jump in. I love having you on, and I never have enough time with you.
Yeah, and, disconnected. Think about that. So, kids and adults, for that matter, we're constantly connected, right? So we live in this connected world, right? But the reality is we live in a very disconnected world because connection isn't some cyber variable. It's human to human, face to face, emotion to emotion, and we're kind of severing that human reality and relinquishing that to the cyber reality. And it's kids, adults, everyone. And my new book comes out a week from today. It's going to be released nationally by a major publisher. It's the second edition. Tons of updates. I know you read the original version. You loved it. The second one's better. And, it's something literally that every parent has to read this book because it relates to their lives day to day, themselves, their parents, the disconnect between them and their kids, all of the things that are happening with their kids, the behavioral issues I'm seeing nowadays, the anxiety, the depression, and unfortunately, the suicide rates that's going on, that's upticking for many years now. And now we have, a new school year coming and a new debate about that. The kids go back to school or do they not?
Well, I'm going to ask you, and here's the reason. You know I'm on the school board. We had you out to speak to our community members. It was great. A lot of buzz around it. A lot of parents got informed. You know, they don't even think of the stuff usually. They got informed. Now the kids haven't been in school. We're watching depression rates skyrocket. Again, to your point, suicide rates. The kids truly feel disconnected from life, if you would. Because their whole life was going and seeing that teacher, being with their friends, that kind of stuff. So this is not, as we hear on a regular basis, this is not something that's just going to be for the school year. This is going to affect these kids long term. Help us kind of try to figure out what to do here.
It is. Like, you know, when any folks listening right now, keep this in mind. Your children spend more time with their teachers than they do with you on a day-to-day basis, right? Of course, you know, we want to be with our kids as much as we can. But that's like they're almost like you can equate it to their full-time job. They get up, and it's not just the educational component. It's every other thing under the umbrella, the social component, meeting new people, the communication, and just being part of a group, being part of a community and so forth. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what humans are meant to do. Now, what I'm seeing right now in my private practice, Joe, is a social isolation issue that's happening. I'm getting calls like crazy from parents, particularly with teenagers and kid-teenagers that are just kind of unraveling, and they don't know why they're unraveling. They're unraveling because they're not doing what we are meant to do as people, which is running around out in the backyard, playing manhunt, being with their friends, going to school. You know what we know as human beings is sort of now has changed almost overnight. And we have this debate now. I was just talking about this on Fox and Friends the other day, about should kids go back to school or shouldn't they? So, the Center of Disease Control came out and said that kids absolutely need to go back to school because the critical ramifications of not going back to school exceed the possibilities of a critical incident happening from COVID-19. You know, when you look at the critical mortality rate of kids being 0.17%, which is actually less than 1%, the argument is, all right, so we know this disease isn't really affecting our kids. The kids, according to some of the resources, are not transmitters of the disease, but at the same time, we have to keep them locked at home forever. So where does it end? That's the problem. Where does it end? What do we do? So I think somebody's got to step up to the plate and say, all right, we got to get our kids back to normalcy. And yes, this affects the elderly and so forth. And, we have to, keep our kids away from the elderly until we buy this thing out. But the longer we keep kids away from the sense of normalcy, the more damage that we're creating in the long haul.
I agree with you. I mean, these kids are up against, look at what's going on in society today. You got the whole BLM thing that's happening, the COVID thing that's happening. They're living in fear. They don't know when they're going to see their friends again. They don't know when they're going to see their teachers again. And so parents really have to be on top of this because I was joking earlier saying that, this is the first time that they've had to spend a whole day with little Johnny and little Susie. And, and now they're having to deal with not only just the education, but their work, the kids, and the whole nine yards. A lot of stress happening there. A lot of emotions flying in the house, isn't there?
Well, yeah, not only that, but even without question. So now, and the other issue is, parents of younger kids. Like, so we live in a world now where, we have more, two parents working than we've ever had historically. And, what do you do if you have kids that are in, kindergarten and first grade and you can't afford childcare? So the people that are really going to be feeling the ramifications are people from lower socioeconomic communities and so forth, that both parents have to go out there, they may not be able to afford childcare. The school districts that they are in might not be able to afford to give every kid a computer. So they're in this sort of quandary, and like, what do I do? Quit my job and go live in a tent, and stay safe, for the sake of the order? Or do we try to figure out a way of, getting our kids back to, back into the school building, doing it in a way that's safe for everybody? I think we could pull that off. You're on a school board, I know that. But we can't just, sort of give in to the, because this thing's become, like everything else, become politicized now.
Right. Yeah.
That's just the reality of it. Anybody can, you can disagree with that, but that's just the reality. It's become politicized. And, we got to take that out of the equation. We got to really look at the important component. We care about our kids, and we have to do what's right by our kids.
Yep. I totally agree with you. All right, so there was just not the downers this whole time. I mean, well, here's the fun thing about it. I started to tell you that in one of our junior high schools, the principal there decided to ban cell phones just as a whole. And so the kids, she found after a day or two, the kids were actually communicating with each other face-to-face, sitting in a quad, not having half conversations while typing something. And the kids, after a couple of weeks, said, you know what, this is great.
Yeah, I like this.
Right. You know?
And I think, yeah, exactly, like we were just talking about in the break. That's instinctive. Right? That's our instincts as human beings. And I was telling you earlier, too, during the commercial break, that over the last several years, I've had many kids up here in the New York area. A lot of kids go to sleepaway camp for 7 weeks. And you know how many kids I've had that I've counseled when I was at the high school that would come back, and I would ask them, what was the best part about being at camp for 7 weeks? They said, not having my phone. So what that tells me is that, every one of these kids is complaining, I can't have my phone. But when they get there and they get exposed to human interaction and developing relationships and creating memories over 7 weeks, it's something they craved, but they never knew they craved because they never had the ability to crave it. I just think that's so fundamentally important. So your school board, with the phone issue, seeing kids communicating, I'll take it a step further. I had a principal in, I forget what state it was, Wyoming or something, read my book, sent me an email, and said, I'm bringing this to the school board. And they brought to the school board that they were banning phones from coming into the school year this past September. And they pulled it off, regardless of how many parents would complain. There's been nothing but a 100% victory.
Yeah, it, when you see the look on these kids, when you see what they're doing and how engaged and involved they become, it's great. I think it's great, anyhow. But I'm not the expert. That's why I bring guys like you on, because some people will say, and it's funny. Out of 11 or 1,200 kids, I think was total in that particular school, you had about three parents that were very upset they couldn't get a hold of their kids during the day. And it's
that's why
you're not supposed to.
Well, that's right. Because the problem with the smartphones nowadays, it's not really about the kids when it comes to school. It's about the parents. It's become their sort of lifeline, their umbilical cord. They become so accustomed to, contacting their kid whenever they need to, telling them this or that.
All right. So we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you can give parents tips, tricks, things they can do to help take some of that stress and that aggravation off the kids and get them acclimated into, how about family life? We'll do that on the way back. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Tom's not going anywhere either. He'll be back after the break.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back tomorrow.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
We are back. Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation, because you're not going to learn anything sitting there trying to figure out on your own. Believe me, you need help. And so I've asked Tom Kirsten to join me. He's a psychotherapist and a retired school counselor. He also appears regularly on Fox and Friends. Some of you just need to get up early and check it out. And many other chalk shows. But really, seriously, I've asked him to come on because he wrote a great book that is actually being updated here shortly. Disconnected is what it's called. You can find it on Amazon. You can pre-order it on his website. TomKersting.com. That's with a K, TomKersting.com. So head over there, check it out. He's got videos up there and everything, and I'm telling you, if you got a teenager, look, if you got one teenager, you should check it out. If you got more than one teenager, you have to check it out. Tom, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jeff.
All right, so one of the things I wanted to talk about is that, you know, it's easy for us to sit there and go, you know, the sky's falling, things are terrible, your kids are dying, but how do we fix it? How do we help? And I mean, I don't mean that physically. I mean they're withering away mentally because they don't know what to do. And for a country like ours, we've got technically the highest teen suicide rate on the planet. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's getting younger. You know, younger kids are now taking their own lives, unfortunately. And yeah, again, without... Yeah, so when I'm out there, you know, doing my lectures, I was out by you back in February out in California, I'm all the way on the East Coast. You know, the big thing is, what do we do, all right? And anybody listening right now, all right, the tips for this are very simple, all right? It's not very complicated. I'm going to throw a few out there right now. The first thing we got to do in order to get our kids back to back to reality and you know, spend less time on their screens and more time with us is we got to practice what we preach. And that means that as adults, as parents, we have to power down our own devices, our own computers and so forth when we are at home with our children. Because adults are just as guilty in terms of screen time usage, okay? That's number one. Second thing that we need to do, very simple thing, but if you have a teenager, it might be, you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with the blowback that you're going to get from your kids. You got to get those phones out of their bedrooms, okay? Because teenagers, I've worked with millions of them probably. Every teenager nowadays, but not every, but I'm going to say 98%, the phone goes in the bedroom with them and it stays there at night. And every teenager I've talked to in the last 5 years tells me that they stay up till 1 till 4 o'clock in the morning on school nights and parents.
Wow.
Get those things out of the bedroom. Yeah, that's a whole other thing, sleep deprivation. Get your kids involved. Like right now is a good time. We're home with our kids. Let your kids be part of the family. Tell your kid, all right, you're taking the recycling out. You're taking the garbage out. You're going to help me cook tonight. We're going to play games together. Let's go for a walk. Get involved. That's going to require us to participate in that as parents, okay? You know, just simple little things like that. Another rule that I really think is important for any parent listening right now that has a kid that plays video games, if you have a boy that's between 10 and 18, your kid's playing video games. Make a rule, if we go back to school, that there are no video games allowed during the school week, period, because that's all they're going to be thinking about. They're going to race through their homework and their studies and so forth and go play the Fortnite. If your kids are going back to school and it's home-based and computer learning and you have a teenager, do not allow their smartphone to be in the same zip code as them when they're in school, at home, on their computer, because they will get distracted by their phone, and they're not going to gain the knowledge they need doing computer-based learning. Simple stuff like that.
I'm always amazed at the simple things. Like, we did the same thing. Even our kids weren't allowed to have phones. They're a little older now, but phones were becoming a big deal. Some of the younger kids, I mean, back to the flip phone days, you know, some of those younger kids had flip phones in their backpacks. I'm going, wait a minute, why do they need one? Well, in case they have to get a hold of them. You haven't had to get a hold of them this far. They're little kids. Call the office. They'll find your child, believe me. You know?
Well, exactly, and that brings me to another tip, Joe. Send your kids to school without the phone. All right? And that's harder for parents because parents are now dependent. They become dependent on knowing everything their kids are doing, being able to get in touch with them whenever they want to get in touch with them. I'm telling you right now, 25 years working in a public high school, the kids having phones on them, it does 100% more harm than good. Yeah, you can maybe pick your kid up a little bit early and get there at exactly 6 p.m. after practice. Let your kid wait till 6:15, all right? You know, just it's the simple little things like that. The phones going to the school is nothing but a distraction. I mean, I've spoken to countless teachers when I worked in education, and they just battle it every day. It's like they can't help themselves. Yeah, we want to think our kids can be responsible. They really can't. We have to be responsible for them.
No, I love these parents, and I know some of these people that think that their child is 16, 15, 16, 17. Well, not my kid. My kid can handle anything, and these are
Well, look, then he's an extremely exceptional child, one like I've never seen before. And when they get, you know, it's when they get addicted to these phones, I don't care how responsible you think your child is, you're going to find out not as much as you thought eventually, because they are truly, and it's almost like it calls their name on a regular basis, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you're talking about, you know, adolescence. And, like, when I give a definition of adolescence in one word, I use the word insecurity, right? So you're trying to figure out who you are. You're changing hormonally. You're going through puberty. And, you know, where you fit in the social pecking order. Now you have this device where, you know, you're getting this constant attention feedback loop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually affecting their self. It's not helping their self-esteem, because self-esteem doesn't come from the outside source. It comes from within. And, you know, we give them these, you know, modern-day weapons of mass destruction called the smartphone. And now our kids who are already impressionable, their brains are developing, now they're getting all of this superficial feedback, and they think they're feeling good about themselves, but they're feeling terrible about themselves, because all they're doing is comparing themselves to all of the peers in their school.
You know, Tom, the thing that's always, and again, I'm going to sound like an old guy for a minute, so bear with me. The thing that always amazes me is in the 70s, when I was growing up, we seemed to have, or we were taught to push through things, that how to cope with stupid little things in life, right? I mean, that kind of stuff. And it almost seems today that very few of these kids can push through any kind of change from their daily routine, if you would. Now, did we do that to them? Is it a sign of the times? Is it culture? Is it these smartphones? Or am I just way off?
No, you're right on, and it's a combination of all of the above. So, you know, the generation of parents today, and it's not really their fault, it's just generational, is we're the bailout parents nowadays. If we insulate our kids from any failures, from any adversities. That's why we have, you know, the trophy generation. Every kid gets a trophy, because God forbid, you know, a kid comes in last, the team comes in last place, and that kid has to deal with that, you know. But by insulating our kids, by protecting our kids from, quote, failure, we're doing them a disservice, because in order to succeed in life, there are barriers. Any person that has succeeded to the greatest potential has had to overcome barriers, experience failures, and so forth. But if we protect our kids from that day in and day out, and they get into the real world, and they get their first job, and their boss says, you know what, that's a really terrible report you just wrote up. A lot of them can't handle that, because they've never experienced that before. They've been told that they're perfect. They've been told that, you know, they can do no wrong. And that's just a very, very bad, you know, message that we're sending our kids, because that's not what the real world is like out there. Our kids, in order to succeed, you must fail, period.
Oh, hey, people thought I was nuts at one time. I had four kids, and they were very close in age. And I did, unless it was going to physically harm them, I let them fail on a regular basis. I figured the best place for them to fail was while they were at home with me, where if it really went sideways, I could save their butts. But most of the time, you know, again, they figured it out after a while. They knew what they needed to do. And I think parents are afraid of seeing their kids see any kind of pain whatsoever. And
I remember when I coached Little League Baseball with my son for many years. And I was one of the coaches on the team, a travel team, and all that. And the kids, when they were younger, they'd come in, if they struck out, they'd come in and they'd cry, and parents would come to the fence and so forth. And I would explain to the boys, I would say, listen, but guys, if you take a Major League Baseball player that has played for 15 or 20 years, right, and every 10 at-bats, they strike out 7 times, and the other 3 at-bats, they get 3 hits, what do you think happens to that player? And they're like, what? And I would say to them, they make it to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, because they have a lifetime 300 batting average. So they fail 7 out of 10 times, but they make it to the Hall of Fame. Think about that for a minute. And that's a good thing. You know, not that we want our kids to fail, but we want them to experience and overcome, you know, these, quote, failures in order to find within themselves the ability to push harder and work harder.
Yeah, I don't understand why parents are so afraid to let their kids fail. You know, you see these kids, and, you know, you look at the look on their face when they fail once, they fail twice, they're pumping away, they're trying to get it done, and succeed. The look on their face is priceless. Because they get a sense of self-worth, true self-worth that they didn't have before.
Yeah, it makes them want to work harder. It's kind of like, you know, when your kid is 2 years old and you're like in the kitchen and they're in the family room and you see the kid trip and fall, and then they look at you with that face, and they're they're just about to cry, and as soon as you run over to them to rescue them, they start crying.
Right.
If you don't run over to rescue them, you just stand there and kind of like pretend you're doing something else, they go about their business again.
Yep.
You know, so we're kind of, you know, we're sort of, in a way, we've started enabling that stuff at a young age.
I always joke, if you saw somebody that was, you know, my size, 200 pounds, coming at you at 90 miles an hour, looking pretty scary, you'd cry too, because that's about what it looks like to that little kid on the floor. All right, Tom, Amazon.com is where they can find your book, Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids, your new version. But you know what? Go to TomKirsting.com. I'll put the information up on the website. Check them out, Tom. Always, always enjoy when you're on with me. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, bro.
Tom, senior host.